Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House, the special 4th of July edition. I'd like to introduce you to our entire team. We're here as a family, both figuratively and absolutely. The operators that are on standby to take your call right now at 888-767-4348 are my daughter, Peanut, and my granddaughter, Braxton. Now, Braxton's only 4 months old, so she isn't going to have a lot to say, but she's there helping and assisting and guiding in every way that she can. We have Mike Reisch, who is our South Dakota State Jackrabbit, that's there on the board operating, making sure I don't push any of the wrong buttons, and brings in these beautifully patriotic sound beds and all the little dings and the dongs and the fun that you hear throughout the show. Mike pulls those off. I've got Romy here in studio, my co-host of the show, as well as my wife Jennifer, who is here as well, all keeping us on target of trying to become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you've got a question about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, now's the opportunity to jump on board. Like I say, Peanut is there, operator standing by, 1-888-767-4348. You could be listening to us on any one of 9 stations across the state of Arizona. Do not call the station you hear us on. Call the Rosie on the House Global Broadcasting Headquarters. It's a toll-free number. Sweet Jennifer pays for the call. Thank you, darling.
Appreciate you're welcome. That.
1-888-767-4348. All right, I'd like to address something that has happened to me 3 times this week. We all know that this week was an especially stressful occasion for any of us who are here in Arizona. It was a tough week. In spite of the glory of the and the light of the national holiday, we had some tough things happen here in the great state of Arizona, and we were able on a street level right there where the event was happening to help some people. And in 3 different occasions, I had a phone call at my office. One of them even came through on my cell phone, and they said, "Rosie, how can I possibly repay you for what you and your team have pulled off for us here this week?" And I want to encourage all of you, if we help you, if we entertain you, if we educate you in the least bit, the only way we want to be repaid is for you to commit to telling your friends, your neighbor, and your family about Rosie on the House. Maybe they're a young couple getting ready to buy their first home. They need to know about Rosie on the House. Maybe they're a young family with an air conditioner about ready to go out. We saved a woman in the East Valley $8,000 from an unscrupulous air conditioning contractor who is getting ready to totally and completely rip her off. If you know somebody that is in a home or wants to be in a home, they need to know about Rosie on the House. We are the number one resource of information and contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. Please do us the favor of making sure your friends, family, and neighbors know about them so that we can do the job for them that we're doing for you. Protect you and guide you every step of the way. Hey, we're talking about home security today, and I want to tell you, I want to start this with a little bit of a story. Here in the spring, and we had a call in the landscaping hour about a wild game encroaching into a backyard. You know, wild game, we are in the middle in Arizona of about a 20-year drought. That's part of the reason we've had the wildfire seasons that we've had the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years. We're in the middle of a 20-year drought. Well, the animals sense that as well. So let's just take a picture of you. I want you to envision you and your best friend or your spouse. And y'all are walking through the beautiful mountains, through the shaded ponderosa pines with the little juniper jacks and the chaparral. And you're walking, and you come along a hungry sow bear. Okay? Now, what is your first reaction?
Run.
Okay. Now, the important thing is, there's a whole family story about that. Yeah.
I'm not going there.
Okay.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I just know the first reaction part. That's all.
Now, listen, the important thing for you to know as you're walking with that loved one or you're walking with that best friend and you see this hungry bear is just know one thing. You do not have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun the person you're with.
You, from under the bus?
You have to become the least desirable target. If the bear is going to chase the whichever one of you is the slowest, okay? Well, I want to take that analogy and extrapolate it into home security. You need to case your neighborhood as if you were a thief and make your home the least desirable target. Here's some interesting statistics about home burglaries. 40% are not forced entries. That means they actually got in the house through an unlocked door or window. Ding, ding, hello. How much easier do you want to make it for these people? 35% of all home burglaries come in right through the front door. So there are things about the front door we're going to talk about later in the show you need to know about. Most often, these burglaries occur right in the middle of the day. Invariably, it's right after lunch during work hours, okay? Because burglars don't get up early. So they're sleeping in late from a hard night's work the night before. They grab a little lunch, and then they're out doing their dirty deed in the early afternoon, going right through your front door. Here's a particularly discouraging statistic about home burglary. If you're ever burglarized, you have a 90% chance of never getting anything back. There is only a 10% chance of recovery of anything that's been stolen. So we're going to take the next 2 hours and talk a little bit about tips that you can do yourself to increase the security of your home, make it the less desirable target in the neighborhood. And let's talk about that front door security, because if they're coming in the front door in the middle of the day, more often than not, I want you all to put yourself in the head of the burglar, in his brain. It's a dirty place to be, but let me go with you there just for a minute. You're actually driving through the course of the afternoon different neighborhoods, and you're casing the joint. You're actually looking for front doors that are blocked from vision from the neighbors or anyone in the street, driving in the street, or across the street. We did this security presentation one time down in a neighborhood in Tucson, and they actually brought out the tables, and we did a little potluck dinner, and it was very fun. I'd gotten in the neighborhood about an hour before the presentation was to start, and I wrote down some addresses on a little notepad, and I said, folks, if you live in these homes, and I just read off the addresses, I said, you're either going to be robbed or you have been robbed, and three of the people at six of the addresses were there that night, and they had all been robbed, and it was very easy. Their homes were at the end of the cul-de-sac. The door was blocked by a screen wall that was built out for privacy, and no one could see the front door. They were very, very easy homes to break into, and then they were backed up against a greenbelt area, and it was very easy to get away. So on the front door security, I want to tell you, if you're trying to make your home the least desirable target, I personally feel there's no better investment than you could make than a security screen door. Because me, the burglar, casing the neighborhood, now know I have to go through two barriers. And I'm not talking about these cheap $99 screen doors that you can buy at some of the stores around town. I'm talking about a good steel door or a good aluminum door. I have to tell you, there's a door made right here in Arizona. The manufacturing plant is in Tempe, Arizona. It is a magnesium alloy component. The name of the company is Titan Security Doors. You can find them in Tucson at Assurance Builders. You can find them in Phoenix at Free Light Skylight and Door Company. And up in the Prescott Quad City area, you can find them at Triple E. They are a solid aluminum. That sounds like you think, well, I can bend aluminum. I can smash an aluminum refreshment can. This is aluminum magnesium alloy, the same thing they make race car wheels out of. It never rusts. You get it powder coated. It never rusts. It never chips. And it's absolutely impervious. You cannot break into it. So number one tip for home security is get a good security door mounted onto your front door. And when the weather does turn nice, and it will sooner or later, eventually in about another 4 months, you can open the front door and get circulation in as well. So there is tip number one. Listen, we're going to go to what you should do even before that, but we're going to take a short break. Listen, y'all, I've got a special notice to give out to all of our listeners. It's our goal to become your best friend. If any of you, this is just one more dimension of Rosie on the House, if any of you tradespeople out there across Arizona are out of work, or you're not happy where you work, and you think you're good enough in your trade to go to work for the best of the best, I can tell you at Rosie on the House, we've got about 150 pre-screened contractors that are best of class in every part of the state. And I can tell you this, 90% of them are now in desperate need of good help. If you or you know someone that is in the construction trades, needs a job, and you're good, and you'll pass a background check, you need to send your resume to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we will forward those resumes to the appropriate location. Say you're a plumber or an air conditioning and heating specialist, and you want a job in Flagstaff. I got a company up there that's been around for 40 years. They're dying for qualified people. Tell us where you want to work and what your specialty is, and I think we can send your resume to the right people.
So even somebody with a job right now in the Phoenix area would take a contracting job in Flagstaff. You might be relocating somebody's best right-hand man with that statement. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. David's online with a question on the fence post. Get in, but there's still room. 1-888-767-4348. We'll be back right after this.